It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Scott Sievers, Ruth Carol Cushman, and Steve Jones.
Chat. Yeah, there's another chat here.
The chat has a really bright yellow breast. They're aptly named because they have all sorts of vocalizations, almost like a mockingbird.
The chats love these shrub lamps, right at the mouth of all our foothills canyons. This is a jungle of shrubbery now in Lower Bear Canyon. Bird watchers love it and the birds love it.
So we're crossing Bear Creek. We're headed up to the Ncar fire, which burned earlier this year.
I was even surprised we had a fire in late March because it had been so wet. January and February were twice as wet as average, and March was average, and you just don't expect fires in those conditions.
Hear that one that goes, tweet a weep?
Immature rosebreasty grosbeak or what?
It's something that shouldn't be here. Do we whip? That one.
Oh, that one, yeah.
It's a white-eyed vireo.
It's a white-eyed vireo.
Are you catching the vireo at all, Carol?
I hear a little bit of it, yeah.
They usually nest south of here. This is just a species that doesn't come through here much at all.
Lazuli bunting.
I think this is our prettiest bird. They're named for the lapis lazuli, which is a precious stone, and they're really a beautiful turquoise color on their heads.
I think he's got a mate in tow.
Yeah.
At this time of the morning, that could be a pair looking for a place to put a nest.
It's the song right there. It's in front of us on the right, but we can't quite see it. There's a female right in front of me, about 15 feet away. There she goes. The females are quite brown. Here's the male out, very out on the edge of the shrubbery. Very beautiful, very blue. Now he's flying across. Oh, no. Whoops.
Yeah, he stayed and she kept going.
That was her.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a flash of blue, so she's still here. House wren, yellow warbler singing behind me. It's just alive with birds here this morning. There goes the hummer. And now that it's the 1st of June, they're not just showing up, but they're now getting into their nesting ritual, and they're much easier to see when they're nesting.
And that really green grass up there on the other side of the gully, that's the new grass that's come in after the fire, do you think, Scott?
Yes. This might have been the location of the fire start in the bottom of the creek.
The Ncar fire was 2 months ago. We're looking south across Bear Creek, and probably in our lifetimes, we'll never see a greener area of landscape in Boulder County. This looks like the Emerald Isle, doesn't it? It looks like Ireland. You know this is a burned area because if you look across the road where it hasn't burned, you'll see all these golden yellow from last year's grasses. I mean, I even find this scorched ponderosa pines pretty because I know what's coming is we're going to have a more open ecosystem here.
A lot of times the fire actually regenerates those shrubs and they come back healthier. They might even be more dense eventually.
In the long run, it will be better for so many of our native, especially birds. We know there's this catastrophic change occurring on the earth, and it's climate change. It is the next great extinction event. It's going to kill at least half of the species on Earth, we're pretty sure, and it could be worse. And we're all very sad about that. But I think we make the mistake of attributing everything that happens to climate change. The other thing that's going on is we live in the most variable climate practically in North America here in Boulder County. Spring snowstorms and our natural fires, they're part of life and they're part of living here.
Scott Sievers, Ruth Carol Cushman, and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.